Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, my wonderful, beautiful friends. Guys, welcome back to r/entitled people, where people do believe that the world revolves around them and that nobody else matters, guys. Guys, listen, so the stories in this one, as always, are ridiculous. So kick your feet up, grab a drink, and get ready to shake your heads. I hope you enjoy the stories today, and don't forget to hit that subscribe button for future tales. So a little bit of background. I'm an adult figure skater, and I practice in a big group of other adults. Our group consists of beginners all the way up to elite skaters. So during Corona, the public rink we usually skate in has been closed, and occasionally we have to rent a private rink for an hour to skate. Now it's a lot more expensive than our ordinary practice, but you do what you must. It's also incredibly hard to get these time slots since the demand is so high. A few months ago, we had rented the ice and arrived at our time. Since we're responsible and change outside, we couldn't see what was happening inside. So once I and one of the other skaters were ready to go on ice, we headed inside by the rink side and we find about 10 parents and something like 15 to 20 kids, aged 3 to 6 years. At this point, one of the moms, a Karen, approaches me with a worried expression. Karen says, "Are you the ones that rented the ice?" I told her, "Yeah." She says, "You see, we were just informed that we booked the wrong day. Apparently we booked next week this time, but we're here today," giving me puppy dog eyes. I told her, "I'm so sorry to hear, what a bummer." Karen then looks at me and the other skater and said, "Is it just the two of you?" I told her no, there's others outside tying their skates and only two of us had come inside, that we're a whole group. Karen then asked, "Do you think we can split the ice half and half?" I told her, no, we're actually not here to joy skate, we're practicing seriously and we need the whole rink to ourselves. I then began to explain several reasons. The first and foremost is, it's incredibly dangerous. If I run into your child full speed, I'll hurt them badly and risk hurting myself too. Secondly, we rent the rink to be able to practice freely. Half the rink makes it impossible to practice your program. Third, the children usually drag around a lot of mud onto the ice, either on their coveralls or their parents on their shoes, when they walk onto the ice to help them when they fall. Dirt and mud is a big no-no for skates. It'll wear them out quickly and we'll have to pay for resharpening. Now at this point, I do kind of feel sorry for them. We all screw up sometimes and it does suck. It can't be fun to reschedule an event like this with this many people, and I do get that. It's what happens next that makes this story so entitled. So the mom then goes to the other parents and I hear her saying stuff like, "I guess you could come next week if that fits you." She then rounds up the kids, tells them that their day is ruined, and that they have to stop skating, and then she points at us and loudly says, "These people don't want you to skate. They want this ice rink all for themselves. They were never taught to share as kids." With a super accusing tone, like we were personally responsible for her mistake. Now I do ignore her, and step onto the ice together with the other skater. The commotion already cost us a few minutes of our short time. I then see one more from our group enter the rink, and Karen speaks to her directly. I can't hear it though. The woman later confirms to me that Karen tried the same trick on her, guilting her into letting them share the ice, and told her that she would be disappointing the kids. The rest of our group arrives, and we start warming up. Half a minute later, she opens the gate and lets two of the kids run straight onto the ice. I wave at her to get them back off the ice, and she purposely waits before she tells them to come back. Only, they don't listen. She lets them slide around for about 10 minutes playing. Eventually, she has to walk out on her muddy shoes to pick them up and go back. Not a sorry, no nothing, with a smirk on her face. Now this isn't the worst entitlement, but it still boils my blood. Especially how she tries to blame us in front of the kids. Kids are usually very fond of looking at us skating, since it looks really cool when we skate publicly. And we often show off whatever they want to see or teach them something. I hate being accused of being the bad guy. Some freaking people, my friends. Like, instead of admitting her mistake, she takes the super low road, telling those kids that this group of adults were the bad guys, how they were responsible for ruining skate day because they were never taught to share as children. Like, my goodness, guys. I love this comment right here. This person says, OP should have said, "I'm sorry, kids, but the reason you can't skate now is because your mother is too stupid to read a calendar correctly. Have a nice day." I work in an ice cream parlor in my town. Weekends are an absolute nightmare for us because of the sheer amount of people coming in. On one special and magical day, a mom comes in with three kids. Now, there was nothing about her that could have warned me that she was a Karen. Two of her kids looked not much older than five, and the other one couldn't have been older than 3 years old. The kids were, as expected, attracted to our most colorful choices of ice cream. The older kids asked for two scoops, and I know for a fact that two scoops is way too much for them, since one serving is absolutely huge. So I tell the mom that I'll make one scoop to see if she'll like it or not, and if she wants to pay for two. The woman insisted that I do whatever her kids want, so I obliged. Now, I don't care if you pay $7 on a cone that your kid won't finish. The real problem came was when the youngest kid, a cute little girl, wants the blue ice cream, which is the bubblegum. Now at this, I warn the mom that the bubblegum ice cream actually contains full-size bubblegums, and there's a risk of choking for small kids. She responded something along these lines. She says, "Oh, it's okay, she's old enough. And anyway, there's no warning, so I'm sure you're exaggerating." I then show her one of the bubblegums, and Karen gets frustrated, saying, "Don't put any in her ice cream then." I then told her, "It's impossible, it's already in the ice cream, and I can't guarantee there won't be any in the scoops I give her." Karen says, "Listen, am I asking for your opinion? Because I'm clearly trying to order. Just give her what she wants, or I'm gonna call the manager." Now, my manager is the sweetest boss I've ever had, and she always backs up her employees when a client acts entitled. So, it wasn't really much of a threat. Yet, I still gave her the ice cream because I was only 2 hours into my shift, and I had 6 more hours coming, and I didn't want any drama this early. As soon as the little girl gets her ice cream, she goes on to join her brothers, who were on the other side of the shop, eating their super kid ice creams. It then came time to pay, and the mom starts arguing about the prices. Now keep in mind that I had warned her about the price of her son's cones earlier. Karen says, "Impossible. 4 ice creams can't be worth that much." I told her, "I'm sorry, ma'am, but these are the prices. The prices on the boards behind me do not include the taxes." Karen says, "I don't care about the taxes. How can 4 ice creams be $26? I told her, "Well, your sons both took 2 scoops, which is $6 each. Plus they took waffle cones, which are an extra $1 each. So we're already at $14. And then you took 2 scoops on a sugar cone, so that's $6.75 more. And your daughter had 1 scoop for $4.25 plus the candies, which is $1. So that's a total of $26. Karen continues complaining about the prices, to which I kept gesturing to the pricing board. I told her, "I'm sorry, ma'am, but I don't do the pricing. This is what it is. Now, will you pay cash or card?" I was harsh enough in my tone that she understood that she wouldn't win this argument with me. She then gets out her card and she pouts and says, "I'll pay Visa." So while she was taking her sweet time, I hear, "Mom! Mom!" I then look over to see her daughter as blue as her ice cream. Her brothers were frantically slapping her back, trying to help her. I flew over the counter to reach the poor girl. I bent down and told her I was gonna try to help. I'll never forget the look in her eyes. She was so desperate. I immediately start performing the Heimlich on her. I looked at my coworker dead in the eyes and said, "Go call an ambulance." Now in the midst of all of this, the mom comes at me yelling at me. I was too focused on my task of saving the little girl to hear her, but my coworker said that she was yelling that I was hurting her daughter, and she even tried to stop me, and my coworker had to pull her away. Now, it wasn't working. Then my manager finally arrives and jumps on her knees next to me. She asked if she could take over, and I let her. The little girl was as limp as a rag doll by this time. My manager then jams a finger in the little girl's mouth and successfully dislodged the freaking bubblegum out of her throat. The little girl coughs and starts gasping for air. She was breathing, but her eyes were half closed. She wasn't crying like a 3-year-old would after such a traumatic event. Karen just stood there yelling at us, not once trying to reach and hug her own daughter. My manager held the girl and tried to communicate with her. Meanwhile, Karen storms up to me and accuses me of trying to kill her daughter. She says, "What did you do to my baby girl?" I told her she was choking, I was trying to help. Karen then says, "She knows how to eat. You didn't know what you were doing, you just assaulted her. I saw you trying to throw her around." I then told her I was doing the Heimlich procedure. She choked on a bubblegum and I warned you about the danger.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Now, at this point, Karen was shocked by my extreme anger, and she took a step back. Then the dad comes in. I guess he was waiting outside and wondered what took so long because he suddenly appeared out of nowhere asking what was going on. Karen then screams and walks behind him and said, "This girl assaulted our daughter," to which the dad says, "What? Where's our daughter?" I then pointed to her and said, "She's over there. She was choking on bubblegum. I tried to help." Now, the dad was apparently way more understanding than her because he rushed to his daughter and held her in his arms. The paramedics arrived and examined her, and she was still in a state of shock. Her brain was without oxygen for who knows how long. A little while later, the police show up. Apparently, she thought it was a great idea to call police after her daughter was saved to report me for assault. She tried to convince them that I assaulted her daughter, but everybody present at the scene were there to back me up. Not to mention the store had cameras. She then changed her story and claimed that I purposefully gave her daughter a dangerous ice cream without warning her. Dad was livid at her. He yelled at her that this is all her fault, that she's always like this, and that this time she went too far. Karen starts crying and saying it wasn't her fault, that I was the one who did this to their daughter. Dad gets in the ambulance with the daughter while the mom stayed back with the two other boys. She then left with her two sons looking down. I think she just realized what had happened because she was as pale as a ghost. Now, I don't know what happened to the little girl, but I was traumatized for weeks. Having someone's life in your hands is not a glorious feeling at all, especially a young kid. Now, I'm pretty sure she's fine, but I still remember her lying lifeless as the paramedic tried to talk to her. What a crazy story, guys. Imagine that. Helping save someone's daughter and getting the police called on you for assault. Lucky the manager was able to get the bubblegum out, though. But guys, I want to bring up a point about the manager who reached her hand into the girl's mouth to fish out the candy. I'm a certified first aider, because I have to be for my work. Now, maybe OP's abdominal thrust did force the candy up far enough for the manager to see it, reach in and fish it out, but OP just wrote that the woman came in, stuck her finger in there, and like pulled the candy out to save the girl's life, which is something you never, never do, because you can actually push the blockage further down. With that said, it's such a terrifying situation to be put in though, and I'm glad they managed to save the little girl. And it also sounds to me like the marriage isn't going too well, guys. So, when I moved cities a few months ago, I rented an apartment on a monthly contract while looking for another one to buy. A couple months in, the owner told me that she'll be putting it on the market, so she'll be needing my schedule to arrange showings. I offered to buy it right then and there, and not even 2 weeks later, I was the owner of my own apartment. Now, I do live on the second floor. The first floor is owned by a family, a mother, father, and two teenage boys. The ground floor is two car garages for cars, one for each owner. And finally, the roof is split into two roofs, with an 8-foot wall and separate doors off the landing. When I bought my house, I wanted to redo the kitchen and the bathroom, so I took some cookies and knocked on my neighbor's house to ask for their schedule. I didn't want to do work while they were at home to avoid bothering them. That day, I was on my balcony and heard the husband complaining about me buying the apartment. Apparently, they were planning to do so, but I beat them to it. Now, fast forward a couple of months, and I've turned my roof into a garden with raised beds for my veggies, pots for flowers, gardening furniture, and an area with some wooden outside tiles. While coming out one day, I met my neighbor, and she asked to see the garden with her sons. So I show it off and thought that was the end of that. That is, until I started noticing how some of my flowers were cut and the furniture was moved. So I installed a camera and saw that her sons jumped over the dividing wall along with some friends, and they spend their time there and they did it very often. So I told the parents, I asked them to tell their kids to stop, that most of the time I'm not at home, and if something happened, there's no way to open the door to help them. They said okay, but the kids continued to do so. They even started to destroy my plants and vandalizing my furniture for telling on them. So I then give their mother an ultimatum. They either stop it or I'm gonna call the police. I told her I had cameras, and she scoffed, telling me stop being so entitled. So the next time I got an alert on my phone, I called the cops and said someone broke into my rooftop garden. Now, the cops came pretty fast, and only one kid managed to escape. The other one was caught red-handed and taken to the precinct. Now, their father almost kicked down my door and starts screaming at me to come and drop the charges. I just threatened to call police on him as well and went to bed. This morning, I went to the precinct and dropped the charges, so the kids spent the night in their jail. The mom was so mad at me for letting him spend the night there with, according to her, drug dealers, thugs, and killers. Now, I was so sure of my decision that I was teaching him the consequences of his actions, but my mom said that I was being too harsh. She said that I punished the parents, not that I taught the kid a lesson, so am I in the wrong? I personally don't think that OP did anything wrong. OP gave their neighbor a fair warning, told her they had cameras up, and gave the kids a final warning, which they all ignored. The fact that the mom failed to see why it was wrong for her kids to keep trespassing on OP's property and chose against disciplining them, I'd say they deserved it. Even if OP didn't drop the charges, I believe they still would not be the a-hole. Guys, play dumb games, win dumb prizes, okay? Let me know what you guys think, though. Let me preface this by saying that this happened a very long time ago. Okay, first off, I'm a model railroader. Specifically, I model in O-scale. For reference, that means the average locomotive is about 3 or 4 inches tall and up to a foot long. So one summer, I was taking part in a model railroad fair at our local mall, where I was displaying some of my models. Now, being that I'm from the US, the fact that I modeled the British Isles meant that my display really stood out. Now, as there's always kids at these types of shows, I had taken to putting in plexiglass around the side of my layout to prevent children from reaching in and touching things or damaging various parts of the structures and models that went with the railroad. While I was watching one locomotive, I remember this one lady making comments about the cute little trains. So I approached her. I smiled, asking if there's any questions she had. Now, the lady never missed a beat. She pointed to the train I started and told me that her son liked trains and that I should sell her one now. Now, truth be known, this wasn't an uncommon thing to have happen. People do ask if some units are up for sale. Sometimes they are, but typically not. I explained to her that the locomotive wasn't for sale, and even if it was, she wouldn't have liked the price anyway, noting that the engine she was pointing to had cost me close to $1,000. Now at this, the lady was having none of it. She offered me 10 bucks for it, since it was obviously a toy. I ignored her and went back to getting the next train set up on the staging track, waiting for that one to return. As I do this, I hear an odd sound and look up just in time to see the lady picking up the locomotive off the track and moving it to hand it to her kid. I called out for her to stop, which may have been a mistake as she promptly dropped it on the ground. The engine, though somewhat robust and heavy, was made of rather soft brass. When it hit the ground, there was a sickening crunch. I knew from the sound that the engine was done for, broken beyond repair. Now at this, the lady just looks down at it, shrugged, and then she kicked it under the table before starting to walk off. Now thankfully security saw what happened. They quickly caught up with her and detained her while the police were called. All the while, she kept screaming, "It's just a toy! Men shouldn't play with toys! Let me go!" While ignoring the fact that she was surrounded by dozens of train layouts with just as many grown men showing off their work. Police arrested her on destruction of private property, while the mall itself banned her from ever setting foot on the property again. Later, with her information on hand from the police report, I filed a case against her for the replacement of my locomotive. And you won't believe this, she had the gall to try to convince the judge that it was just a toy, that the receipts for purchase of the locomotive weren't even real, that they were faked. She even said that she had seen the exact same locomotive at a Walmart. Well, the case ended up in my favor, with her having to pay me for my replacement cost, as well as some punitive damages. The judge ended the case with a simple warning that, quote, "just because you want something doesn't give you the right to simply take it." From a criminal side of things, I think the lady ended up with 40 or so hours of community service and a substantial fine as well. Here's to hoping she learned her lesson. Guys, I'm speechless. The lady literally destroys a $1,000 locomotive, maybe more, and then she kicks it under the table and walks off saying it's just a toy. Like, how inconsiderate can some people be, guys? Entitled people will never cease to amaze me, seriously. And that, my friends, brings us to another end of our slash entitled people. Guys, we survived another one. If you guys enjoyed today's episode, do hit that thumbs up. And if you missed the last episode of our slash entitled people, I'll link it right here. OP's freeloading mom calls the police when he locks her out of his house. It's such a wild story, so check it out if you haven't, and I'll see you lovely people in the next video. I love you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.